What is up, intranets? This is your pal, the interweb peoples. This is your pal Guy Jackson, bringing you, holy fuck, we're in episode 9?
Are we really?
Episode 9. I'm going to say this, Rye. Every time I go, we're in episode 9. And then Rye, you usually say, oh my God, we made it.
Well, oh my God, we made it. We did another week.
Oh my God, another week with another intro. Another good times had by all. I'm Guy Jackson. This is the Stuff with Guy podcast with me, as always, Rye Bread.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How are ya?
Oh, and of course, the Toast Man himself.
Where the fuck is your beard?
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that.
Yes, we will.
This is probably the worst podcast moment I've ever had to do. I need you guys to stall because it sounds like my kids just woke up. Give me 1 second.
Oh, no.
You guys stall. Stall hard.
Okay. So we'll talk about, because he's going to leave the room.
What are we even going to talk about?
We'll talk about the lack of...
Hey, everybody that's not listening or watching, how you doing?
We're going to talk about the lack of his beard is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, so what's that all about? Yeah, so... Can we get like a poll on who doesn't like the lack of facial hair? Because, who's all here? Of us? Yeah, so all in favor? And all opposed? All right.
Aye.
I know you raised, I raised my hand. I know you probably, I know you probably did in real life too, Toast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't believe his kids woke up. Good planning, as usual.
What's he got in that room? Is that like it's back there?
I don't know.
Steering wheel?
I hope he has a steering wheel. I know what I want for Christmas now. All of a sudden, is Guy's steering wheel. That's all I really want. Be generous of him if he could give it to me. Oh no.
Yeah, I don't even know what to do.
Well, you see, this is the thing about having children now is because, you know, if he didn't, he wouldn't be in this situation.
True.
Right.
You know. Yeah.
I'm starting to see your ways more and more now, Toast.
That's the downside, is interrupting podcasts. That's the major downside. So all you people out there, don't have kids if you don't want them to interrupt your podcast.
Oh, no. Here he is.
What did I miss?
you'll hear about it in post.
In post? Oh, shit.
Edit it out.
It just beep. Yeah. No, that didn't happen. Worst. I mean, so podcast.
Look at this dude.
Look at this. Yes, Mystic Warrior in chat. Yeah, I,
Hey, Mitt, is that Mystic?
I might have butchered my face a bit.
Is this really up with Guy? I don't even know who you are. I don't know who you are anymore, Guy.
If that is your real name. Yeah.
Like, you're different,
the moment
man.
For the beard. For all you guys listening to the podcast.
You've changed.
Yeah, you've changed.
I may have altered my appearance.
And this fucking normie. Mystic's got it.
This fucking normie.
Get off my board.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, okay. Oh, for me, every couple years, I just look at my face and I let my beard get a little too burly. And my wife hates this with a goddamn passion. But I just look in the mirror and I'm like, you know what? I forgot what my face looks like without a beard.
Doesn't look good. Glue it back on.
And it just takes too long to go back into Twitter or back into Facebook. So I just start going at it. But.
No.
But
you guys committed an unforgivable sin, my friend.
That's a felony.
No, I understand. I understand. But I did have... Oh, that's Dustin Hoffman. We'll talk about Dustin Hoffman in a second.
Oh, speaking of felonies.
No. But that's the next step. That's going to be the best transition ever. But I was testing things out when I was breaking the beard down. And I don't know. I mean, there it is, just like Goatee Jackson.
Oh, nice.
Right? Goatee Jackson. I think that's a stand-up. That could be next generation that I'm going to work.
Why didn't you keep that?
Then there was Trucker Handlebar Jackson.
See, that's more like your Hulk Hogan style there, which I dig.
Yeah, I could do that. And then there is I don't even know what to call this stash. Fireman stash, Jackson?
Fireman stash sounds about right.
I think that. Fireman stash, right? Yeah, because they can't do a full beard because their face masks can't adhere around their entire face because of it. So they have to do the mustache.
There's a certain stash that will not be named that you're missing.
You know what? Oh, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. I did it, and I'm like, I'm not taking a picture. These are grounds that I don't go. We're not taking this one step further.
Fuck. You physically can't.
And then there's clean-shaven Jackson from a very appealing angle that makes me look skinnier than I actually am.
Also known as 13-year-old Jackson.
13-year-old Jackson is what you talk about.
First day of school.
First day of school.
The bus stop, here I go.
Pretty much.
Oh, you're hilarious there, Toast. You're hilarious.
Aren't I?
Yeah.
First day of school. That's pretty funny.
Anyways, so what was it? We're talking about a felony, hey?
Yeah, we were.
Like Dustin Hoffman.
Another good man falls.
Another Hollywood legend. Another Hollywood legend.
Not a good man.
Oh.
No, well, he's not now. He was a good man previously. Not so much.
What?
Not so much now.
No, Dustin Hoffman was that guy where whatever you saw him in any movie, you're just like, oh, fuck, it's good to see you, Dustin.
No, that's not how that works. You're not just a good guy before, even though he committed the act.
No.
How long ago was it?
And then now he's...
Oh, can we find out? I'm saying he's 80... Wait. Oh, no. So
I know he's 100, but...
He's 80 years old. He's currently 80. 80-year-old actor.
Yeah.
It was Corey Thomas... who the accusation is coming from. And it was while she was in high school, she said Dustin Hoffman exposed himself to her in a hotel room.
Oh, Dustin.
And I think what it ended up being was it was Dustin Hoffman's daughter's friend. But this
That's
happened
even worse.
This happened when Corey was 16 years old.
Thank you for that.
So, well, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well... There's seemingly, I think, like we said before we came on, I mean, and Toast, not to take your line, but, you know, Hollywood's on fire, both figuratively and literally, so.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of happening. Hollywood's burning from the inside because everyone's a creep and it's coming out as such. And
it was like, I've hated Hollywood for years.
I know you have.
Years. Mm-hmm. And now I have more ammunition to hate them.
Well, now it's just come out that everyone in a position of power...
Everyone's a sex offender.
Well, and it's absolutely insane how... And it's insane to me on how this stuff is now coming to light, but never at the time that they did such a job. So I don't want to say a good job, because no one should ever reference this as good, but such hard work was put into covering all this shit up, and now only because the fucking lid's been popped. In Hollywood,
completely
that we're finally popped. Hearing this shit.
Well, it's been popped in such a way that it's crumbling down, like the whole thing.
The foundation.
Look at the names that have come out in the last, like, I don't know, 60 days. Staggering, some of the guys. It's crazy. But then you think about it, really, and you hear about the stuff that happens, and you go, well, it's going to happen a lot more than we think.
Now, as Mystic's saying, I think we overlooked a huge thing that happened today.
Well, we did overlook a huge thing that happened today.
There's two big things that happened today. One of them more important than the other.
That a sex offender wasn't voted in Alabama? Was that?
No.
One thing. One diamond.
That wasn't today. That was a couple of days ago.
It's a bigger one.
Whoa.
Yeah,
wait a second. Really? I didn't know.
Net neutrality is dead, my friend.
It is.
Holy
well, regulators
shit
neutrality
biscuits.
Rules that protect open internet.
Don't panic yet, because they can still repeal it. But, yeah, that's a problem.
No. Shit's gone. Shit's fucked.
It's not. It's actually really not good, yeah.
Wow. So, okay, what are the stages? So what is going to occur then? Like, is it like, boom, today, dead, gone, over?
No, they're going to revisit in January, I believe, is what I read.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Jackson's well, the finally gonna cry. Out. I might cry, Mystic. You know what? I gotta say, I mean, thank this freaking whoever is in the sky. We confirm or deny. We don't have proof, but thank the heavens, thank whatever you believe in that we are Canadian. Yes. And don't get me wrong, this is still going to affect us in one way, shape, or another, but we still do have an open, free internet when it comes to Canada.
As of right now.
As of right now. But
watch this be like no big deal, actually, and everyone's all upset, and it's like the next swine flu or SARS kind of thing where, you know, nothing really comes of it.
But you know what?
Well, maybe, you know, 30 years down the line, something comes of it.
No, but
like, watch right now, nothing comes of it.
Not immediately, but what you're going to see is the big companies slowly introducing little things until you acclimatize to it, and then it becomes a norm, and then they introduce the next thing until all of a sudden you realize, you're like, oh shit, when did I have to start paying to go to YouTube? When did I have to... Mm-hmm. Like, why am I going to Hulu and it's throttled down and I'm only getting... like 2 megabits a second, right? Like these things.
What company would do that? No.
Well, what they're talking about is they're talking about ISPs throttling competition. So, like for example, if you were paying, if one ISP was partnered with YouTube, for example, they would throttle other streaming services based upon that. That's what the big issue is.
But you know, you don't know they're gonna do that. I mean, trust in big corporations. Okay, they have your best interests in mind.
Jesus.
EA best company. They have your interest in mind. They only want what's best for you.
Yeah, they have.
So trust them. They know what they're doing. Okay, they're the experts.
You got this.
They're the experts.
You got this, Toast. Let's keep it peppy. Let's keep it positive, bro. Big corporation will fuck
you. Know you, and they know what you want more than you know. Just look at Apple. Okay, they know what everyone. Sure.
Just look at Apple. The iPhone X is exactly what everybody wants. And it's not
and
like...
they know.
It's not...
they know you want to pay $1,500 for it. They
100%.
Know you...
And it's not like they didn't create an incredibly small production run on the first batch just to try to build up hypothetical fucking excitement for the product. And
there was nothing hypothetical about that. I mean, they sold a shitload of phones.
They sold...
It's still 10 million. It's still
these
10 million
companies, okay, they're week. So smart. They know what you want before you. Okay, they're looking out for you.
Always. Yeah, to have ISPs in control of you, what you control, like what content you can access, is crazy.
Well, they know what's best for you.
Stop.
So they're gonna show you what you need to know.
Stop
right
now.
Wow, net neutrality. Net neutrality gets repealed and. Toast Runner got bought out. I see how it is.
He got bought out. Who's sponsoring you?
I cannot
Toast?
Confirm AT&T
and Verizon were both like, yo, hey, Toast, we know you got this really popular podcast that one person watches you live. But
spread the word.
Let's put a couple 20s in your pocket and make sure you talk good about us tonight. Wink, wink.
I cannot confirm nor deny.
I cannot confirm or deny.
20s in your pocket.
let's load you up. Let me buy you lunch today, okay?
Let's
That's all
load
it takes,
you.
Man. Somebody wants to buy me lunch, I'll say whatever the fuck they want. Why is the conspiracy music playing?
No, who knows? No, it's not because our boy Toast got bought out. Anyways, that is I actually can't believe that. I really thought. I thought
common
there
sense
was
prevail.
Enough, well, not just common sense. I thought there were enough people out there that
have brains in their heads.
Just voicing their opinion, getting out there. There was hand over
fist. Yeah, and their opinion was what they wanted was, net neutrality to die.
Oh my God. Yeah. Well, shut up, Toast.
It was like 80% of the population voted against it.
I got Mystic in chat saying it was a 3-2 vote, so.
That's yeah, look still, at that.
That's not one Perfect. Of those like 52 or 56% of whatever.
No, it's good number.
Wow. It's craziness.
Well,
sad, eh?
For our American Listen, friends out there, I mean, I'm sorry.
It got a popular vote. Okay?
It got a popular vote. Well, we okay. You know what? I just know for a fact that we're gonna have pre-visit in episode like 50 of the Stuff with the Guy podcast, if we can even keep ourselves going that long. We'll look at episode 50. We'll revisit back, and then we'll see if they're even letting our podcast go in full bandwidth, or if we're getting charged
We're gonna get so popular, and then
Verizon
internet service providers will charge more for them to see us. People will be like, "Man, our podcast. I want to pay that extra $5 a month."
And then we'll look and be like,
that
you
would
know,
just be fucking phenomenal.
You know, just to get rid of net neutrality wasn't that bad in the long run. Yeah, we're all getting our pockets padded right now. This isn't bad at all.
Exactly. You're like not going to think ill of me then.
Yeah.
You're going to love me. You're going to be like, Toast was on to something all those podcasts
all
ago.
Those podcasts. We finally found a legit form of income being bought straight the fuck out.
Exactly. EA Best Company.
Yes.
That sounds like a pretty legitimate.
Check is in the mail.
Yeah, EA is like, can you stop talking trash about our properties? Did I tell you, Toast, how much I love the new Star Wars Battlefront?
Oh, my
fantastic.
Top.
You know, I dropped about 2K into it, and I really enjoy playing Vader right now. No one can touch me.
I really hear that if you put an extra 2,000 in it after that, things roll uphill from there.
Oh, you take it to 4K.
It becomes so much more fun.
Yeah?
They roll
Take it to 4K.
I'll go get my wife's credit card and
dial her in.
Holy fuck.
This is just the sarcasm podcast.
Okay. Yeah, the sarcasm podcast. It's the role reverse podcast today. Yeah. All right. So net neutrality drops and also announce what Disney.
See, look, it's perfect though, because you didn't even know about it. I'm interrupting you. But you didn't even know about net neutrality, so look at that.
No, I knew. Oh, yeah, okay. You know what? That is a very... Okay,
You didn't care enough to know that it was happening today.
You know what?
And that's why we lost.
Well,
Because
it's all Guy Jackson. Shit. That's going to be the meme. It's going to be clean-shaven Jackson be like, what?
Yeah.
and the meme will just show up and just be like...
So net neutrality dies on the same day you shave your beard. I'm not saying it's a coincidence, but it's a coincidence.
I fucked up. I'm sorry. Okay? I get it.
Your beard was protecting our free internet, and you fucked it up for everybody.
Fucked it up. It's my fault.
Ridiculous. Selfish, really.
Uh-huh.
What are we talking about? Fox? Foxes? Fox in the...
Yes,
town?
What did the fox say?
What did the fox
say?
No, we're not going there.
All
right, no, okay.
Leaving.
So, no, you stay there. You stay right the fuck there, Toast. We got some topics to talk about after we're done this podcast, too, you son of a bitch. like how much you're chipping our way out of everything you got paid for.
It's mine.
It's mine. All mine. All
right, so it was announced, I believe... Well, anyways, it's been announced that Disney is to buy 21st Century Fox.
Which they already did, man.
For 52.4... No, I know. For $52.4 billion.
That is some only Walt Disney kind of money that they're spending
That is fucking Disney coin. That's absolutely fucking insane.
That's crazy.
So, I wonder if Disney will pay me that if I shill.
If you shill, yeah. Hard they'll be like, yeah. They'll come to buy the Stuff with Guy podcast. They'll be like, here's $60, 20 for each of you. Like, yeah, okay.
You never know. All of a sudden, we'll all be wearing Mickey Mouse ears.
I want Mickey Mouse ears.
Just, on the podcast. Except you still won't be able to see mine, but you will know I'm wearing them.
Oh,
I want Mickey Mouse ears on the podcast. Can we get sponsored by Disney?
Oh, man. What is it? We got a meme here?
I like memes.
Apparently, it's the Ajit Pai guy.
Yeah, okay. Thanks, Mystic. We'll probably revisit that at a later date. Love you. So the deal with 21st Century Fox, it is what was the full transaction? The full transaction is going to end up costing $66.1 billion, and because they're acquiring $13.7 billion in Fox's current debt, so they're paying things out. Yeah, that's where they got the numbers from right there. But they're acquiring everything from like spin-offs channels like Fox Broadcasting, Fox Sports, Fox News, Fox television stations.
They're getting
all
Fox
the assets.
News
They're
out.
Getting everything and all their properties. And that's including Deadpool, X-Men, which they can everything. Amalgamate back into Marvel. So
they got it all.
They got it all. And I mean, there are still, I think they sold a couple different properties.
Well, they don't have Bill O'Reilly. He left.
They don't have Bill. But
he left at a good time because he'd be wearing Mickey Mouse ears right now. But
it's so funny. Oh my God.
It's truly frightening to think. Well, for example, so now the Simpsons belong to Disney.
What?
Yeah.
Simpsons Ugh. Is a Fox property.
Oh my God, they own it all.
Right?
That show should
and
cancel.
Not okay, and not only that, but so Disney was considering, they announced that they were thinking of doing their own streaming service.
Which would effectively pull all of their intellectual property off of anything else that's out there.
Everything. And you got to think of like Netflix, which is by far one of the most popular streaming services out there. But the amount of assets that they pull from Disney, from Marvel, from all these side companies that now Disney owns. And if they just decide in one fell swoop, be like, hey, we had a good run. And they have, and I'm not saying if they have decided, they have effectively, they had a contract in 2012 where they said, okay, everything that we deem streamable, we are going to provide through your service. They are pulling that contract effectively. And they've poised
That's
themselves
crazy.
To literally be like winning the streaming battle online before they even have a platform established. That's how much content they own. Now they
Disney
could
wins.
Just freaking destroy
Disney will
anything
just fuck it
there.
All up, dude.
And not only that, but you look at DC, for example. I draw this comparison all the time, but DC versus Marvel is fucking crushing DC when it comes to the cinematic world. And
I think Disney should buy DC.
Oh my God. Oh my, that would just be so fucked up. But Marvel's crushing
it. Why not?
You see,
can't make it any worse than that.
You see
is, so.
Annual Star Wars movies coming out now, which are all doing incredibly well in the box office. You're not seeing anything really like...
Oh, they're so good.
I know how you I'm feel not. About it, Toast, but when you look at the box office numbers, reviews after the fact, and things like that, you see that they are doing well. Right? And you see
they
everything...
Are, well, yeah, listen, Disney's going to just become this massive, bigger than they already are. They're going to just become ridiculous
and, even going,
and untouchable almost now.
And going forward with all this, like with all the studios that Disney owns now, like Pixar, LucasArts, Marvel, their own Disney, just like everything that they're producing, you're going to see like how much of a percentage of the box office is going to be dedicated to movies being released under this one label.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's Disney not only is poised to win the streaming race, they've poised just to like own the most content.
The
ever.
Media race. It's insane.
Yeah. It's a power move for sure.
Oh my
yeah.
God.
So there's something dangerous about that though. And it's not just dangerous 100%. In terms of business aspect. Mm-hmm. It's dangerous in terms of a narrative aspect. Because now they're owning an actual like news media. They're owning now, it is the counter to the normal news, Fox News, okay? But
wait, that's the only non-fake news out there, though. Come on.
It is.
Yeah, it's the only news you can trust.
It is, really. I mean, Bill's gone, you know?
Yeah.
It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Let's go take out Crooked Hillary and...
Well, if you look, all the other news outlets are really, they're Democratic outlets. Like, Fox News is the one Republican outlet. It's like... Still just hanging on there. Mm-hmm. And now Disney's just going to shit all over it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to see some changes on that side as well. Pretty quick.
But see, they're going to control the narrative. They control all the themes that are... It's going to be in all their new movies, all their new properties. It's all going to have the same narrative they've been pushing every single fucking time. And it's... Everything's going to become trash. It's all going to become trash. Like, Star Wars is trash. Now X-Men's going to be more trash.
They can't kill
Simpsons
Deadpool,
is going to be
they?
Trash. Fox News is going to be Fox News.
Yeah, it's already there.
It's gonna be boxed.
It is. Yeah. It
all
is.
That shit's gonna be trash. It's so gonna be the same plots over and over again. That's what Disney is good at. It's the same fucking plot, repeated.
So it's safe to say you don't want to see a new Star Wars then?
I'm going to see it. I'm obviously going to see it.
But I'm not going to be happy about it.
I'm not going to be happy. It's already leaked anyway. All the plots out there. I already know what happened.
No, I know. You said you
already. I'm already displeased. So.
No. Well, there's one thing. Oh, and you know what really is upsetting? That Deadpool attempted, after hearing about the merger, he attempted to visit the Magic Kingdom, and it didn't pan out for him very well.
What happened?
Anybody? No? Huh?
No.
Huh?
No, what happened?
Are you looking at?
No.
Apparently, you can't actually blow the Matterhorn. The Matterhorn. This is how much I love Ryan Reynolds.
There was definitely a delay there.
A little bit of a delay.
A little bit. Oh my god. Nothing but the high.
Ryan Reynolds, good old Canadian boy, always there to make light of every situation.
Mystic brings up a good point. Does that make the alien like Disney princesses? Queen alien?
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Are they Disney princesses now?
Confirmed.
Are they going to make like a little animated series where it's like a talking xenomorph and it's going to be like
singing Frozen, Let
Rapunzel.
It Go.
Rapunzel. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just going to just like start in someone's chest. Just like, I feel like simulating this. This is tough.
Oh my god.
It's just going to fucking
let it go.
Let it go.
Coming out of the mouth.
You can't hold me back anymore. Like that. It'll be
just like that.
Just like
that. You can do the voice acting for it.
Sigourney Weaver is just going to be like getting fucked in a spaceship. And
Whoa.
And then I was going somewhere else with that. Then you guys cut me off. And I say fucked as in being beating up, not, oh my god, now I understand why where
well, you went to a whole other universe.
That went to a whole other universe.
With that one.
Yeah.
You went rogue, my friend.
Yeah.
I was more picturing the scene when she's in that giant mech suit and she's fighting on the fucking space, on that cargo bridge.
Probably more specified.
In case you hadn't noticed, we do have rated M for mature on the podcast because I tend to say stupid shit like that every once in a while.
Every once in a while. Occasionally.
Occasionally. So, take the pressure off me. Back to Dustin Hoffman. Yeah, he's exposing himself to 16-year-olds. The Huff, no.
At the point where he's 80, though, it's like, is there any point in after even going after the guy now? It's like, great.
Dude, they went after like, Bill Cosby.
They can't go after. Yeah, but so Bill Cosby had more of a rap sheet.
A rap true. Sheet.
Problem with true. Like people yeah, like was... Kevin Spacey, Dustin Hoffman, they're one-offs that can't be proven, so they're gonna be fine.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
No, fair enough.
Doesn't the career might not, but Dustin Hoffman, who the fuck cares? Like his career, he's done.
Who the fuck cares?
What was the last good like Dustin Hoffman movie? That's a good Mothman sulfur. Prophecies? Like, fuck.
You know,
the last
that's a
good one?
Person.
Oh, Jesus, probably.
IMDb.
Well.
Don't worry, I'm going to do the research
right
now.
You should do your homework.
We're doing it right now. He was in Kung Fu Panda 3.
Oh, yeah.
He did the voiceover for Shifu.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Did he really? He
probably exposed himself to the children at the premiere.
He's still beating her.
no.
You're talking he's in this cinematic masterpiece of Kung Fu Panda.
And you know, three. No, I mean his career was doing really good. He was in 2014, he was also in The Cobbler, which was that Adam Sandler.
Becomes someone. Oh my god.
Exactly. And he tries to sleep with his own mother.
Holy shit.
But and the 16-year-old friend.
Oh, hey, oh. No, that's Adam Sandler. He hasn't been... Actually, you know what? How come guys like Adam Sandler haven't friggin' like been like pinned for this shit? You think guys like Adam Sandler, Gary Busey, like these fucking people, Jesus. But you got all these actors where you're just like, wouldn't you be the one that gets fucking hammered for this shit? But then no.
No one will get close enough to Gary Busey to fuck him. That's the problem.
Oh, God.
Good point on that.
They're on the 16-year-olds are on the other side of the road already. Well, like, oh, fuck, that's Gary Busey. Like, oh,
so,
no.
Dustin Hoffman, Kevin Spacey. You got these, like, holier-than-thou kind of people.
Yeah.
It's all, like, the I don't even know how to describe their acting. It's the, you know, I'm too good for your shit
kind of actors. I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like above society.
They're the above board prestigious individuals who are just like, oh, there he is. Like Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Yeah, he's going to be next.
He's next.
Please, God, no.
I'm gonna Google that right now. Has Michael Caine exposed himself?
I hope not. I like Michael Caine.
Alfred, no.
Alfred, no. How could you?
Exposed. Himself.
You're Googling.
I'm Googling.
Your Google situation. You look like a shit show. More so.
My history is going to be like, okay, so he went from the cobbler to Michael Caine exposing himself to Disney buying things out to, well, he went to Pornhub after the, no, I'm just kidding. Because we're still sponsored by Pornhub! I'm just kidding. Okay.
Yeah, notice we're not sponsored.
Yeah, no, we're not.
Yes.
No, we're just apparently sponsored thanks to Toast's new agreement with Verizon Wireless.
Shh, we don't talk about that. His new agreement with Verizon Wireless.
All right, but guys,
brought you in part by.
Brought you in part by. AT&T.
Fucking God.
Forcing you to pay for Netflix since 2018.
Net neutrality is a bad thing. Who wants to protect the internet? I don't.
Man. Oh, man.
Not a good world to live in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at in a world where net neutrality was in place.
In a world where net neutrality
was in
place.
Trump became president, all right? Trump. So, you know, people hate that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russia apparently hacked the election. So, like, all this happened when net neutrality was a thing. Do you not see the coincidence there? You know, maybe net neutrality is not so good. You know, Trump gets elected. You know, Putin hacks an entire country. And,
gee, maybe he's onto something.
And Tootsie. No. And Tootsie's exposing himself to minors.
Yeah, and Dustin Hoffman. Look at that, eh?
Yeah.
Look at that. So,
well,
net
you know
neutrality,
what?
You know, it's been you a bad, know, it's
this
been
is,
a, it's been
this
a
is,
rough go.
This is capping off, go. This is capping off 2007, and...
2007.
Or 2017. Fuck, I am just, wait, I am wait, out wait, of it wait, tonight. Wait, sorry. Wait, I missed a decade. Time. I missed a whole decade. But 2017, I've seen somewhere in my random travels of random blog articles that it has been established as one of the worst years on record for like the past, like,
depends on who you talk to.
Well, yeah. Fair
best
enough.
Year for me, but I mean it's only uphill
best
from here, boys.
Toast made a very profitable end of 2017.
Oh yeah.
Very
oh no, it was no I shouldn't say no, it wasn't that it was the worst year, but it was one of the more depressing years worldwide because
why is it
of
so depressing?
Because
people
of
are just, you know,
because of events
great.
That just transpired.
Smile.
Yeah,
smile
more. That'll
net
fix
neutrality's dead.
That'll fix
big
the
smile.
Fact that net neutrality is dead. Big business is taking over. Disney is going to control every channel you watch on television, and Trump is in office.
Trump in office kind of scares me a little bit, but other than that it's okay.
Yeah, you know, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. No big deal.
It's great.
It's been a hell of a good year, I must say.
Something like that.
I this must say. This is going to be the coolest party ever. I, for one, cannot wait to see what 2018 has in store.
What 2018
oh, my God.
For us. Yeah.
Four more years of Trump.
Oh yeah.
I'm joking.
Yeah. Three more, and then another four after that.
Oh, really? We get to have seven more.
I'm no,
7 years.
I'm honestly wondering how long until some serious impeachment accusations come out, or at least
they
movements.
Can try.
I know that
they try. They keep trying. They haven't been able to do it. It just keeps happening. They haven't been able to do it.
But just
they're weak. They can't get them out. They're weak.
But you see how much shit that has gone on in Hollywood about sexual accusations, and there are literally like dozens of women that are coming up even to this date. Yes, right. Go for it. Yes, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, hockey player's wife, Luke Robitaille. Like, I believe it was in the late 90s. She was like apparently propositioned by Trump in an elevator. Like, he was like aggressive with her and shit like that in the elevator. Mm-hmm. And she told him, I was reading the article, that she was married. She told him that she was married to a ranger. And he came back with, I bet I make more money than he does. And he was trying to get her to come home with him. Well, I bet he does too. But he was trying to get her to come home with him. It was kind of gross. But if more of that kind of stuff comes out about him especially, it's going to be ugly.
Mm-hmm.
The president can just overturn an impeachment.
Oh, just like that, hey?
They can. They you can say impeachment, and then the president can just be, no.
No.
Now there hasn't been one that, well, I think there was one that did that. Can't remember which one it was. But there was one that was just, nope.
Well, carried you think, on. But you think can't about the reasons why Trump is being potentially, like, addressed for impeachment, right? But then you go back to Clinton, and the worst thing he did was get a beach from his assistant. And yeah, you know,
he did a lot worse.
Well, he did a lot worse, but he wasn't
stuff before he was president.
He was just a smooth
look into that shit.
He was just he was a smooth hillbilly that just got his way in there. But
I did, oh yeah, drug trafficking smooth hillbilly. That's all.
I didn't know we were having Alex Jones on the podcast.
No, this is some serious. There's a huge documentary over 2 hours long about some of the shit that Clinton's got into back when he was governor.
Ooh. Now I'm interesting. Bumblebees in chat. How are you, Bumble?
Bumblebee? What?
Bumblebee Tuna. Bumblebee Tuna.
He's alive.
I thought he died.
Bumble!
Let's have a whole 2 minute segment.
Bad for the people that listen to this.
Bumblebee!
Anyone who's listening to this,
you are a fucking legend!
Good timing. You know you're allowed to swear on the internet. Well, maybe not.
No, I didn't even press. I didn't even press a button on the soundboard. The net neutrality stopped me.
Oh, slick.
God, Disney bought us out. So
Disney bought us out. So now it's PG.
Yeah. Shots fired.
There we go.
It's PG now.
Yep.
they gonna get us.
Oh man! Well,
we're next.
We're next,
gentlemen.
We're next. Yeah, pretty much. Well, with that being said, folks, we are edging up on the 45-minute mark.
Really?
Yes. And I'm gonna say this podcast itself. I think this is the most shitty structured podcast we've done to date, but I enjoyed our conversations. I did.
Definitely unstructured.
Not to mention, also, I'm like, hey, welcome to the podcast. I've got to go. And I fucked off, and I still don't know what you guys said. Anyways, closing notes. I am Guy Jackson. We have not been bought out yet by Big Corpa.
Yeah,
and I appreciate, if I got bought out, it'd be fine. But thank you everybody for coming out. We're gonna play. I think we'll play some vids for a bit after. My boy Rye Bread, what do you think?
I'm looking forward to being back next week. And thank you for everyone who came out. Hopefully, you know, you don't have to pay another $10 subscription fee every week to see us, you know, with net neutrality being dead.
But please do, if you want to.
Please do, please do. By all means.
Toast, man.
Paul, just wanted to say, you know, praise our new Disney overlords. And I'm not saying it this time. Playing the music.
Sorry. Back to, I'll get back to this.
Now you've ruined everything. 2017, best year of all time.
Best year of all time. Thank you, everybody, for coming on the Stuff a Guy podcast. If you're listening, please drop us a like, a review, anything. Anything helps. We want to know what you think. Give us some feedback. Hit me up on Twitter at WithGuyTV. Hit Ryebread. No, don't hit Ryebread because I think he still has his personal Facebook on his twin and stalker.
We'll find me anyways. Yeah,
we'll find you anyways. Check out the real Toast Runner on Twitter. Do you even check that toast?
At Real Toast Runner.
At Real Toast Runner. So get him going, guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. It has been a pleasure. We will see you next week.
That was inside job.
Inside job. Peace.
There it is. Shut it down.